This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Time for another hour of conversation, another fresh understanding of what's going on around the world from the eyes and the eyes we see it, and our ears hear it, so we then open our mouths and talk about it. That's the nature of the DJV show. For Thursday, the 8th of February, all the gang is here. Jennifer Horn back from her birthday celebration, and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Doug Steffen on the air with the trending items I see as I look around, Victoria. A number of business things, but I would sum it all up, if I may. I'm not going to take your thunder away from you, I hope.
Take it away. It's fine.
I told you so yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. No, I just... The silliness of all of this, Jennifer, these headlines screaming how bad business is going to be and everything's falling apart and all the rumors about this stock and that stock, and it's just nonsense. And we fall for this stuff, or I guess a number of people do, because they sell a lot of their stock, and then they, another year from now, will look at their portfolio and say, wait a minute, what mistake did I make? You made a mistake by listening to the news cycle and being concerned that the Dow Jones or not. The Dow Jones is just a joke anyway. It's the S&P 500 and the other things that are important trends where you can follow and see what's really going on. So the good news is we have a very healthy and strong economy, and we should enjoy that. Okay, I'll get out of the way, Victoria, for you and your other trending stories.
All right. Well, in a very bizarre trending story, Quincy Jones has been making a lot of headlines in the last week or so. He's kind of been giving a series of somewhat bizarre interviews. He's 84. Last week, he said that he currently has 22 girlfriends around the world that he is devoted to. Quincy Jones says he has 22 girlfriends that he's devoted to around the world and that he doesn't want to commit to any one of them, but he has fun with all 22. And then in this newest round of interviews that he told, that he gave with a new magazine recently, he actually is now talking about how he used to date Ivanka Trump, which I don't know if any, I certainly never knew this, but he said back in 2006 they were a couple. And
Quincy
that is
Jones
just.
And yes. Ivanka. Ivanka or Ivana?
Ivanka, the daughter. Ivanka Trump. Yeah.
I have a hard time with that one.
I have a hard time with that, too.
Apparently, though, she's not denying it. And that they really? And they have friends in common who said that she wanted to date him 10 years ago. And it was a year before she met. This was in 2006. In 2007, she met Jared Kushner, her now husband. And they got married 2 years after that in 2009. So apparently, she was doing some sort of a modeling job with, at the time, she was doing some modeling. And she was working with Quincy Jones, one of his daughters, and that's how she met Quincy, or Q, as people call him, and apparently she wanted to date him. So
he's 80 how much now?
He's 84 now, so he would have been
70-something then.
73.
73, and how
old? She would have been 26. Talk about a daddy complex.
Nice work if you can get it, and he can get it if you try.
All right, so bizarre.
It is
very bizarre.
All right.
And then also in the world from in the land of political bizarro, of course, Nancy Pelosi's 8-hour marathon speech on DACA is still trending. 8 hours. That's set a record, apparently. So I didn't watch any of it.
For 8 minutes. What did she have to say that took 8 hours? Or is it just sort of some kind of a... One of those.
What are they? Filibuster?
A filibuster, yeah.
Yeah, filibuster right. Style speech, because, you know, you have to be in the Senate to do that filibuster.
Oh, you do? Is that really? That's something that's just for the Senate. I didn't know that, Jennifer. You just taught me something already.
I did not know that.
Wow, that's cool. All right, so those are some things. Nosing around as I do when I take flights. And I love reading and absorbing some of the things that are going on. And I have sources. I have sources that are not the normal bill of fare. So you'll be interested to know that in Tempe, Arizona, there was a need for housing. The city council there decided that deaf senior citizens needed to have a separate place, their own place, a special place where they could be taken care of, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The idea sounds pretty good. So they apply for a $2.5 million, this is not a gift, but it's, I guess, a loan, some kind of a grant from the Housing and Urban Development Department. So the Arizona Deaf Senior Citizens Coalition, with the cooperation of the federal government, builds a 75-room apartment building just for deaf people who are older. The apartments have lights that flash when the doorbell rings and other amenities designed for those who cannot hear well. And then, after the money was distributed, after the building was built, after it was all occupied, HUD came in to inspect. And they decided, for whatever the reason, because management said they preferred to rent to local deaf tenants, which was the basis for the grant, the HUD official said it violated, that particular tenant violated the federal civil rights law. So the agency demanded that the owners take steps to make sure that 75% of the residents of the building were not deaf. So they build a building, they put 75 rooms in it, 75 people living in this building, and they're all deaf. And that's the basis upon which they got the grant to build a building in the first place. And then another federal agency goes in and says, you can't do this, after they've done it, and says you have to eliminate 75% of the residents because they are, in order to follow the federal department, and by the way, this was the subject of a long, this thing has gone back for a couple of years, and the only reason I read about it is because the federal government sues the federal government, okay? So Housing and Urban Development sues the local agency which applied, and they were in court for 2 years, and finally the HUD people dropped their objections. But the local media has been full. Can you imagine?
I just find it
sort of falls in league. Wasn't it yesterday? When did we start? We went through a whole bunch of stuff yesterday that the feds do, or just government in general does, that wastes just jillions of tax dollars. And I also read in another publication, there was a graph of the amount of money that we've borrowed as a people, as taxpayers, over the years, what we're responsible for. I had no idea, and I don't mean to make this a political statement because that's just not what we're about, but it is interesting to look, you know, where a lot of people are now, they're just, oh, wow, would it be wonderful if Obama was still the president. Well, if you really look at what happened while he was president, in an objective way, in the middle, one of the things that really stands out, even though it was Bush who started it, remember, when Clinton left office, we had a surplus. There was no real debt. So Bush comes in, starts the war in the Middle East, borrows $3 trillion. And then as they continue to expand during his years, or Cheney, I should say, because Cheney's the one who did all this. So Cheney convinces everybody that we got to go to war here, there, and everywhere. And by the time Bush gets out of office, the federal debt is $8 trillion. And then Obama comes in and increases that by $1 trillion a year for the 8 years that he's in office. So now we have, when Trump comes in, it's 16-point-something trillion, and now already it's of another trillion or a trillion and a half. And I don't know, Jennifer, how the people who supported him, who said he was going to cut the budget and pare this and save money here and there, how did they, just people ignoring it? How do they, I don't know, justify may not be the right word, but
I think in some cases there have been some cuts, some initial cuts, and it is only the first year. I think
How much is borrowed?
Okay, well, what I was going to finish up and saying is I think a lot of people that support him are seeing things that are starting to happen, like not replacing certain members of staff, not really cutting down the size of the government workforce, I guess, would be the appropriate way to put that. A lot of his critics said, well, he's just not filling positions fast enough. Well, he's not filling positions fast enough because those positions are being eliminated. So in that respect, government is being shrunk down a little bit. As far as the money goes, I think what passed through, or what the bipartisan bipartisan bill that came out of the Senate yesterday with Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell is slightly ridiculous. I mean, I'm glad they got together and worked on something, but the amount of spending is just astronomical.
Awful.
And so for people who are conservatives, me included, and lots of members of the House, the Senate, you know, the Senate loves to spend. The Senate loves to, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, just spend, spend, spend. Typically, you kind of get those deficit hawks in the House of Representatives more than the Senate. And so now this piece of legislation has to go back to the House, and it's not guaranteed to pass out of there. Already, people like Mo Brooks and other people in the House are saying, no, this is too much, unless you just want to fast forward to even more trouble financially for the country. I don't know. I think there's definitely going to have to be some changes made to it.
I just don't think that in the, because there hasn't been a budget since Clinton was president.
Well, and that's the other outrage.
Yeah.
Is that we are a country and we have lawmakers that we elect every single year and we don't even have a budget to operate under. I feel sorry. I know that you don't think that we should spend on the military, but the military hasn't been able to spend
on anything. Don't say that. That's not true. I think we
should be spending. Well, I mean, just to defend yourself away, and you can talk about it, but you're critical of military spending. I think the fact that the military hasn't been able to spend in 2 years is so ridiculous because they can't put a budget together for them to move forward. It's dumb. Ugh.
So now let me clarify my statement and my position. I am not against spending for the military because I think we do have to have the best, but we don't have to spend it at the rate that we do where there is so much fraud, corruption, and abuse. Yesterday, when you were in here, I don't know, Victoria, what we got off on. It was something to do with spending in the military. I said something. And some guy sends a comment, and I think it's Duck You is what he said.
That was, we were talking about the what we both thought the military parades was dumb.
Oh, yeah, the idea of military parades. Jennifer, what do you think of that? What are people saying about that in your neck of the woods?
Well, I think that most people think it's, I think optically people think that it's a problem, and I don't know if people want to spend money on it. I think what the president is doing is he saw a Bastille Day. I don't know if it, and again, I don't know what's in his head, but what I imagine from just being a supporter is that I think he was taken with the pride that the French people have on Bastille Day, and the parade brought out this sense of pride in the military and in nationalism, really. And so I think he probably is looking for that event for America instead of just assuming that the military is going to be there, actually paying tribute to them and making it something important. I don't know if he is envisioning running rockets down the center of Pennsylvania Avenue or if he's just looking for more about the pride and the feeling that you get from watching a parade like this. You know, it wouldn't be the top of my priority list. I think, military pride should be.
Yeah.
Right.
You saw,
but I think optically it doesn't look great.
I think yesterday it was the front page of USA Today had a picture of tanks coming down the main street. You know, that's what I remember seeing when I was in Red Square. And it certainly is something that the Chinese do. All of the Asian and Eastern European countries that have big military want to show it off. And that's what I think the image is.
That's just what I think of when I think of communism. The first thing, that's the first image that pops into my mind when I think of studying communism in history class. It's just ridiculous.
20 after the hour, DJV time.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel. To not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in 2 human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Nora Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels.
All right, here we are at 23 after the hour in the deep. Show with Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara with a focus on TV. My question as we get started on looking, well, Jennifer's got a list of the hot TV shows on tonight, but I wonder if anybody watched Big Brother last night with Omarosa and all the other celebrities battling for that $250,000 prize. This meta world piece. What's this guy's real name? Fred Jones?
Ron Artest, right?
Ron Artest, okay.
Yeah.
Mark McGrath, Shannon Elizabeth, who's she?
She was an American Pie. She was a big deal for a blink of the eye. She was on Dancing with the Stars for a little while.
Brandi Glanville.
Housewife. Oh, yeah.
Really former vicious, ex-wife really? Of Eddie Cibrian, who Leanne Rimes stole her spot.
Really?
Yeah, Brandy versus Omarosa. That's the reason I DVR'd it. I haven't seen it yet, but I'll check it out today.
Weren't they on Celebrity Apprentice together? Were they on the same season?
Oh, that's right.
I think
was it the same season?
I don't know.
Ooh, good one. It's the first time I've never seen Big Brother or Celebrity Big Brother, so it is the first time I'll be checking it out. But yes, my curiosity's piqued.
So I thought you were big into this stuff, Kara. You don't like. You like Bachelor, I guess. You know, for some reason, I thought you would be.
Yeah, I've never watched Big Brother. I don't really have an interest in like B and C list celebrities talking gossip. And
except you like Z list celebrities on the Bachelor.
You know,
come on.
I was watching last night as I was climbing into bed here in the hotel. I was watching Match Game, and I didn't recognize other than Linda Carter. I didn't recognize one person on that panel. There's six so-called celebrities. I didn't know who they were. Didn't know any of them. And I wonder if that isn't the way, you know, those shows, the way from bringing in cheap help. I mean, can you imagine if they brought in someone like Matt Damon to be on those shows, which is who everybody wants to see. Anyway. All right, so Jennifer, what about the...
The problem is I think Matt Damon has some other things on his plate.
Yeah,
so
probably.
He's probably a little too busy to do it. These other people don't have anything.
Anything going on. All right, so Jen, what's up tonight?
Well, the Olympics starts today. Yeah, the opening ceremony is tomorrow, but curling, I believe, gets started, and some alpine skiing starts. So if you're into the Olympics, get ready. Lock and load. Here we come. Now, if the Olympics are not your thing, The Four is coming to an end. The Four is that reality series with Meghan Trainor. I can't even remember who are some of the other judges, but they are
DJ
down
Khaled
to... That's right. He's there.
And And then the fourth person.
And so basically they started with the four winners, and then those four winners had to fight off the advances of other contestants. Now they're down to, for real, the final four, and they're going to battle it out for recording contract and career guidance. The finale will not feature the judge, Charlie Walk, who's recently been accused of sexual harassment and was placed on leave from Republic Records. He confirmed last week he would not participate in the finale, excuse me, so his presence wouldn't be a distraction. Also tonight, a brand new How to Get Away with Murder. That's on ABC at 10. Supernatural is new on the CW at 8. And what else do we have? Big Brother continues tonight. We talked about it. Continues again tonight, 8 p.m. on CBS.
In the music department, Spice Girls are setting their reunion. They have a tour which will take place not only in England, but here in the United States. Mel B, Victoria Beckham, Jerry Hollowell, Emma Bunton, Melanie C met last week with their former manager, Simon Fuller, as a matter of fact. I guess the sources say the women had a meeting for some rough planning on the world tour, kicking off late in the summertime. The group will hit the stage in England and then come over to the U.S. Yes.
Oh, yeah. We're all there.
Ready.
Yeah, so yeah, ready.
We were back and forth on, what were we doing? This was on, we were texting each other back and forth, all three of us. No,
yeah,
all
and you said you said some very insulting things
yes.
about the Spice Girls, so you're not invited when we
not
all go
cool.
together.
We just have to take Doug to the concert, because then he'll be in love with them. He'll love them.
Really?
Mm. Once you see a concert.
They're so good.
I've never been, so I'm so excited.
So
I'm definitely going to go.
I missed on that. All right, 28 past the hour. Lovely Spice Girls music in the background here.
Life will either cost you on the front end or the back end, and the costs will be different. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. In Pennsylvania, the state spends $10,000 to $14,000 a year per child on public education. That same state spends $40,000 per year per one inmate. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out that $40,000 is more than $14,000. Both schools and prisons provide an education of some sort. But the question is it better to spend more money on the front end and truly educate people in choices and consequences, or is it better to spend more money on the back end after irreversible decisions are made? What about you? Is it better for you to put more effort in up front in your life, or is it better for you to put less effort in now and pay a bigger price later? Life will cost you now or later. It's up to you to choose the best time to invest. For more on making wise choices, listen to my podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
There's a way to give her a box of chocolate on Valentine's Day.
And a way to give her a box of chocolate on Valentine's Day.
Turn it up this Valentine's Day with Levion Chocolate Diamond Jewelry from Jared. You'll find more exclusive Levion pieces at Jared than any other jewelry store in the world. And when you visit Jared.com from February 1st through the 14th, you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. That's our Valentine's gift to you.
And that...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Now 34 at the hour here on the Thursday, February 8th. Extravaganza. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, celebrating National Boy Scouts Day, which started on this day back in 1910. Youngsters, boys across America have been doing a lot of good deeds, survival skills they've learned, developing moral foundation. The Boy Scouts of America annually recognized on this day. Roots, actually, back in the English days, the English Boy Scouts, was created in 1908 after the success of the book Scouting for Boys. And so I will admit to having been a Cub Scout and a Boy Scout and enjoying it, frankly. I thought it was good. I was taught skills that I could use on the farm and other, I guess there's a lot of applications for it to learn the Boy Scouts. But how much attention is paid to the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts these days versus what used to be the case? Do any of you, Jennifer, I think you told me once you were a Girl Scout, weren't you?
I was a brownie, and then I had to go camping, and I dropped out.
I was a brownie for about, like, a month, basically long enough to get the outfit, and then I was over it.
Wow.
And then I dropped out.
I was a Girl Scout from, I think I must have been, like, 5 to 10 or 11, so I stuck with it for a few years, but I don't know about everyone else. Our troop was, like, super unorganized. I stuck with the camping. We had some fun times, but our leaders were not very good, and it was,
you know, I'll tell you a note about this camping. So I was real unsure about the camping trip to begin with, and then I was a little shy as a kid. And so my mom, God love her, sacrificed and went along on the Brownie camp out as a parent volunteer. But they wouldn't let us stay in the same tent, so I had to stay with the girls. And there were, I think they had 8 girls in a tent in the Mojave Desert, and a windstorm kicked up.
Oh, wow.
The tent fell on us. And I had all of these screaming 9-year-olds going, screaming.
And little Dennis
is
just like, I'm done with this.
I'm out of here.
And then I think they made a political convention we could be at.
I know. And then I think they made us eat a tuna fish sandwich, and I was like, all right, final straw. I'm out of here.
Yeah, that's gross.
Well, I'm glad I asked that question. Okay, speaking of questions, would someone like to... I'm looking over the budget deal that has come about as a result of the fine leadership that we have in Washington. And as we were discussing earlier, not sure the House is going to pass this thing. All kinds of pork in here, all kinds of spending, the usual... Okay, so there's $10 billion for infrastructure, water, broadband, energy. So they're going to spend money on broadband, but yet they're going to cut back on net neutrality. Do those two make any sense together in the same sentence? Because broadband is basically net neutrality, isn't it? The availability of enough in the tube to be able to get things well, whether it's a...
It doesn't make a lot of sense to put all the broadband in the infrastructure and then only have it be slowed down at any company's whim, basically.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm just trying
to
pick things out of this that I can see that are worthy of at least a comment or two. A couple of $1 billion for Veterans Affairs health care. That will be great if they spend it the right way. Let's hope that they will. Let's see, a couple of $1 billion for higher education programs, helping students in college get through. So,
you haven't asked the biggest question that I had. Forget about what's in it.
Yeah.
What about a couple weeks ago when Chuck Schumer said he wouldn't do a budget? He wouldn't do this unless there was a cure or a fix for DACA and Dreamers, and he shut down the government because of it. Why are we? Was that just for, was that for show? Because now he and Mitch McConnell were crowing about getting this bipartisan budget deal together. I mean, I'm glad.
Why did they do it then?
We need a budget.
Yeah.
But if you know, a couple of weeks ago, we're willing to shut down the government to have a to just start the process on the Dreamers, it was surprising to me that there wouldn't be more follow-through on that. And I think that's why you saw Nancy Pelosi stand up for 8 hours yesterday. And I think there's some cracks between her and Chuck Schumer because she's saying, we want to vote on DACA. Well, okay, you can get a vote on DACA, but it's not going to go anywhere because, the you know, Democrats are outnumbered and not every Democrat supports what's being presented. Not every Republican does. So you're not really going to go anywhere. But I was just curious as to why now, what the timing on it. It's kind of interesting.
Why this budget deal now?
Yeah, when 3 weeks or two, actually maybe even 2.5 weeks ago, there was so much disagreement that there wasn't even going to be an open government because we wanted to shut it down to include funding in the next version of the budget for Dreamers.
You want to know what I plucked out of this? That is so typical of what we talk about here. Apparently, as part of the transportation bill, the feds have designated Broadway and 7th Avenue, New York, as federal highways. So that's what they want, which means they'll be subject to the billboard limits imposed by the Highway Beautification Act.
That's interesting.
That would
be really nice, because there are way too many billboards on Broadway and 7th.
The electronic ones, I was in New York, a couple of weeks ago? And I remember we were right off.
It basically takes all of Times Square and takes it down like a huge notch.
Yeah, well, you walk across the street from like Broadway over to one of the side streets where we were meeting somebody for dinner. And it's like daytime. This was 6:30 at night. But those lights on there were two or three huge billboards on the corner there that make it seem like it's daytime all the time. They're so bright there.
Yeah.
It's huge, so I wonder where that'll go. I wonder what Schumer thinks about that one, since he's a
senator. Well, he's cut down on some energy use.
Yes, it would, as a matter of fact. All right, so there's a little info for you. I'm sure if you want to dig around in all of the fine print, you can find other things like I just found about Times Square. Let's get to the sports news, shall we, ladies, and see what was stolen. So last year, when the Patriots won, Tom Brady's jersey was stolen, and it was the subject of a local, state, and federal investigation. Now, apparently, one of the Eagles fans has pulled a bold heist of a seat. How do you get a seat?
Good question. He's been photographed. This one particular fan. Now there are numerous seats that have been stolen from the Minnesota Vikings, what is the name of that stadium? U.S. Bank Stadium, and there are these purple plastic seats, and these Eagle fans ripped the purple plastic seats right off the metal frames.
How do
they
do that?
Took the seats home.
They gotta
because
have
they're crazy fans.
Yeah, but they got to have adjustable
really
wrenches
are.
Or something to get them. They're not going to be just able to pull them out.
Well, I would suspect that either they brought tools with them and somehow smuggled tools into the stadium, or they were just so drunk and Hulk-like that they just ripped them right off the frame. But people are on social media have been snapping pictures of these Eagle fans traveling home, and they're in their carry-on luggage are these purple stadium seats.
Ridiculous.
Oh. Eagles fans, I'm sorry, but, like, get a grip. Like, you're embarrassing.
Well,
that's my message.
That's Philadelphia for you. All right, so anyway, that's what...
So now it's going to be a whole big investigation. The Minnesota Vikings, of course, it's their stadium. They're not happy about the vandalism.
Well, They should send a bill to the Eagle to the Eagles the Eagles I'm sorry the Minnesota the sports facility that owns the stadium should send a bill to the Philadelphia Eagles for whatever damage has been done. It's their fans.
It is their fans, and when the Patriots won last year, there was no reporting of seats being stolen or ripped out of the stadium, so it's obviously the Eagles fans.
Dumb is that they don't even have Eagle seats, they have Viking seats.
I know.
I was going to say, Dennis, this is like if you went to a game if the Dodgers were playing in a different arena or
Indian
stadium,
like
and they
stadium.
Won, and so you stole
Jen
some
goes
Yankee
home with
seats.
A seat from the Yankee Stadium.
Gosh, it just doesn't make any sense at all.
Lovely.
Well, Eagles
all
fans.
All right, let's... Here's something that does make sense, Victoria. Jennifer, let's have you do the Barry Bonds thing because you like baseball. Here's a guy who was controversial in his last couple of years because of whether he took steroids or not, wasn't he?
Yeah, he hit a lot of home runs. Barry Bonds is who you're talking about.
Yeah.
762, to be exact. More home runs in Major League Baseball history. Nobody has done that. And the San Francisco Giants will recognize Barry Bonds' career by retiring his jersey. He wore number 25. They'll retire it during the 2018 season. Now, the Giants will retire the number during the summer on August 11th when they're scheduled to play the Pittsburgh Pirates at AT&T Park. Barry Bonds says that he's honored and humbled, of course, by the Giants' decision to retire his number. He's always said that the Giants and the Giants fans are part of his family. He spent the first seven seasons of his career with the Pittsburgh Pirates before the Giants signed him heading into the 1993 season. He played 15 years in San Francisco. 586 of his home runs came from his time with the team, and he set the record for the most long balls in a single season, 73 in 2001. He led the team to the World Series in 2002 where they lost to the Anaheim Angels. I remember that. Woohoo! He finished his career as not only one of the best Giants of all time, but also one of the best players to ever step foot on the baseball field. Now, you mentioned that there was a lot of controversy, and I think he even got in trouble for maybe lying to federal investigators about his drug use, which I think is typical when the government's looking for you. If they don't get you for what they want you for, they'll get you for lying about it. So, look, I think Barry Bonds probably did a little juicing, and, you know, he was wearing that wild feather in his ear for a long time. But he still is a great player, and we'll see how the fans react to the decision by the Giants to retire his jersey.
Well, I think the thing, that's a takeaway. One of the things that I'm thinking about, this time of year is so exciting. Yeah, it's Valentine's Day next week and all that stuff, but in 2.5 weeks, the pitchers and the catchers show up at spring training.
I got news for you. It's not 2.5 weeks. It's 6 days away.
Is it? I thought, 2.5 weeks then is when the rest of the players have to show up.
That's early?
Oh, sorry. No, it's already February.
Is that early? Yeah, wow.
Pitchers, catchers report middle February. Spring training starts, I think the first game is at the end of February, early March.
Last day, last
there
weekend
we go.
And your boyfriend Tim Tebow got an invite from the Mets to go to spring training, so he may get a bump up to the majors.
As good he should. Him. He was doing pretty well last year.
Yeah, he's in the crowd, too.
He does. He's good for the sport, too.
He's good for he is. Yep, he's got a good temper. So there's the there's that. And then the other thing that is so wonderful about this time of year is I order my seeds. There's something about ordering the seeds, the baseball season starting, and Valentine's Day all wrapped into one that gives you hope. And we're only, and well, we've had, February 2nd, whoever came out of the ground, there are now a half a dozen of these things, these woodchucks all around the country, and they all
Staten Island Chuck.
Six more weeks of winter, but that's not so bad.
Staten Island Chuck said it's over.
Yeah. Staten Island Chuck said spring's coming.
Punxsutawney Phil is the one that said more winter.
Right. Okay. Chuck has a better track record. So are you saying, Doug, that whoever the lucky lady is with you on Valentine's Day, you two just flip through seed catalogs?
Wow.
Sounds riveting.
It doesn't really. It appears that there will be no lady with me on Valentine's Day to flip through the seed catalogs. But
you're like, look, baby, look, I'm not going to buy you roses now, but I'll grow you some in the summer.
Roses are red violet.
Check me out a year from now. Let's see what happens.
It's kind of cute, though. It is. It's a good time of year to be feeling. Although, I think that word, I'm in Denver this morning, and when I got off the plane yesterday to go out and get the car at the rental place, I walked, they have, every airport is different, how they do the rental cars and how they pick you up and all that stuff. So, all I know, it was about 7 o'clock last night when I walked outside, and it was freezing here. The wind was blowing, and so it was 16, listen to this. Last night with the wind blowing, 16-degree wind chill factor. Today in Denver, it's going to be 61. And this
that's
is the kind of stuff.
That's wow. Denver weather where it's up and down and all
right.
over the place.
Well, the mountains The mountains do a job and a half. I've been back and forth across the country the last week. The mountains of Salt Lake City and what they do for the weather. And then you go on the other side of the Rockies, which is where I am now, in Denver. And it's sort of almost the opposite effect, although it was quite warm in Salt Lake last week, too. There wasn't snow. Jack Stockwell, with whom I was visiting, said that normally at this time of year there's 4 or 5 feet of snow up. He lives up 4,500 feet in the mountains above the city, and there's normally 4, 5, 6 feet of snow on his deck. And there's nothing really now. It's all blown away or has gone because of the warmth. So it's up and down and sideways, to be sure. All right, so here we are at 12 before the hour. I have a question for those of you who have company marketing problems. Do people understand what your business is? Are you getting the word out? Or is it time for you to launch into a new ad campaign or get people more aware of you in terms of social media? Because all of us who are in business need to have a social media presence these days. If you're looking at promotional materials and you're trying to figure out which way to go, may I suggest that you contact the pros at promarketingsupport.com. Promarketingsupport.com. This is a company that's built and monitored and maintained by American specialists. And nobody's going to go over. You're not going to talk to somebody in Taipan about what your needs are. Serving you is what they're all about. Customer newsletters are great. You can see they'll give you all of the references. They'll show you things they've done for other clients, the sales collateral stuff. These people are pros. They've done it all. So reach for your iPhone and look into promarketingsupport.com and find out how you can get back to business and let these people help you make a mark. Promarketingsupport.com. There's a no-obligation quote waiting after you have your conversation. Check them out. Let's see if we can all get our businesses to grow using promarketingsupport.com. That's promarketingsupport.com.
Here's Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now seven, where are we? No, not seven before. Yeah, it is actually seven before the hour, 53 after the hour. Turn it around for interpretive purposes. It's Tech Talk time. And I are going to go through, well, most of the heavy lifting is done by Victoria. Nobody has any preconceived notions. I'm going to be the expert when it comes to technology. It's an interesting new ESPN streaming service that's being announced. And then children and your smart TV. I think there's a connection here. Well, we'll get to it in a moment. In the meantime, Valentine's Day just around the corner. Love is in the air for so many people, as we're talking about, but not everybody makes a connection during this next week. This is considered the year's most romantic holiday. Andy Solomon is going to explain what the AARP Foundation is doing to help those who are going to feel, or maybe do in reality, feel kind of isolated at this time of year.
Although few people feel lonely themselves when they think about Valentine's Day, nearly half have worried about a loved one feeling lonely on the holiday. Lisa Marsh Ryerson, president of AARP Foundation, shares the results of a recent survey.
82% of those surveyed would rather spend Valentine's Day with someone than alone. And rather than receiving gifts, 63% said spending time with loved ones, be it romantic or family, is the most meaningful way to celebrate.
Non-married adults who are not in a romantic relationship were more likely to feel lonely when thinking about Valentine's Day. Adults 50 and over were nearly twice as likely to report this status.
Social isolation and loneliness are serious problems for older adults. That's why AARP Foundation launched ConnectToAffect.org, a website to help older adults connect to each other and resources in their communities. Visit the site to take our isolation assessment for yourself or for a loved one.
For more, go to Connect2Affect.org.
The Geek Out.
Apple's delayed wireless speaker, the HomePod, is finally here. It's clear Apple is not aiming directly at Amazon or Google's audio products because those are considerably less expensive and focus more on the functionality of voice commands and the utility that brings. Apple seems to be more looking towards Sonos, the long-standing leader in wireless speakers with a respectable level of audio quality and performance. Apple has stuffed the HomePod with a complex set of computing power and 8 different speakers encased inside its cylindrical form. Now, the HomePod is selling for $350, and you'll have to decide to make the call if that sounds good to you. You can find reviews and details about the Apple HomePod wireless speaker at the Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, let's get at it, Victoria. Smart TV may be being hacked. Because of Netflix and all the other, the YouTube, the streaming devices themselves? Are they the thing that's vulnerable,
or
is your TV?
No, it's the TV. It's the smart TV itself. Consumer Reports just did a whole big study on the 5 most popular U.S. smart TVs, Samsung, LG, Sony, TCL, and Vizio, and they found lots of problems. And basically, the crux of it is your smart TV, because it's a smart TV, knows what you're watching. Way more accurate than Nielsen or any of the other rating systems, and your smart TV wants to adjust. So if you're watching a certain show, then let's say you're watching This Is Us on NBC. Once your smart TV knows that you have that set on your DVR, whether it's through Netflix or however you watch it, your smart TV will then pop up with different advertising, and when you log on to your Wi-Fi network in your house, then you'll start randomly seeing ads for This Is Us. And that's not just a coincidence. That's your smart TV telling the network what you're watching, and then they can market it towards their audience. So the problem is, with all that technology, there are huge security gaps. And so the Consumer Reports found that Roku and Samsung were actually the 2 most vulnerable TVs. And the way to get around it is you have to go into the settings and you can turn off the automatic content recognition, which is the smart aspect. It's the brain of your TV. The other thing you can do, you can shut off your Wi-Fi, but that's just stupid if you're trying to stream, because that doesn't work. And you could also have a dumb TV. If you want to go back to that, you could always just go back to a regular dumb TV and have a set-top box, which won't be able to track you as much. But
I'm opting for the dumb TV.
Yeah, I figured. But it's not great, and this is the type of thing, you know, there's an invasion of privacy here, and if you're okay with that, most people don't seem to care. But if you really are concerned about being hacked, you should definitely change those settings on your smart TV.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we got a minute for the new ESPN streaming service
streaming.
Disney's launching.
Disney is launching ESPN streaming service, $5 a month. However, the critics say it doesn't actually give you ESPN TV content. So what's it going to give you? We don't know.
Take you $5 less.
$5 a month.
Cost you $5 to get in the hole. 59.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.